USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Turkish man was captured Monday hours after he was identified as a suspect who allegedly gunned down three people and wounded several others on a Netherlands tram in an apparent terrorist attack. The man was known to authorities and on terrorist watch lists. Hundreds of people are being forced out of their homes by flooding that's claimed the lives of at least three people in the Midwest. The National Weather Service says historical flooding is washing over the Missouri and Mississippi River basins. Governors in Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin all have declared states of emergency. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says her state has been especially hit hard.
You know, with significant damage, almost every levee south of Council Bluffs to the Missouri border has been breached. And so, you know, that's something that we're going to have to deal with going forward. How do you fix them?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A warning for doctors who prescribe opioids for pain management instead of a number of other medications that are readily available. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports about the growing concern for adolescents.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
Daily low-dose aspirin is no longer recommended to reduce the risk of a heart attack and stroke for older adults. In a reversal of the guidelines, the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association said the pills could be linked to major hemorrhages for adults over the age of 70. The new guidelines come after a comprehensive study, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A massive chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas is not expected to be extinguished anytime soon. The tanks at Intercontinental Terminals Company in Deer Park, Texas are filled with a gasoline component and crews are doing what they can to drain all of them out. Ray Russell with Channel Industries Mutual Aid says crews are doing what they can to keep the flames from spreading.
We are defensive and it is going to have to burn out in that tank or until we complete draining the tank, which they are pumping out of the tank.
The Secretary of State speaks out about the suffering in Yemen. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Now that President Trump has vetoed a resolution blocking his declaration of a national emergency, another battle is looming with Capitol Hill lawmakers. This could be President Trump's next veto. Seven Republicans broke with the administration this week in the Senate to approve a measure that would stop U.S. military help in Yemen's civil war. This amounts to punishment for Saudi Arabia over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo begs the Senate to hold off.
The way to alleviate the many people suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
Acting as a counter to Iran is one of the reasons given by the administration for not punishing the Saudis and Crown Prince Mohammed directly, other than some sanctions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.